This is Will from Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a minute?
Hello.
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 Do you have a minute? Would you like to take the survey, Christine?
What is the place of business, please?
It's called Opinion Research. Opinion Research. That's the name of the company. It's just some questions about your attitudes and opinions.
All right, but it goes with the name and not anonymous.
Of course, all of your opinions are individual and entirely confidential, every single one of them.
All right, well, let's see what you've got to add.
Okay, thank you so much. First of all, and with all the respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
As a human.
Thank you. May I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year of your birth.
52.
Thank you very much. Next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
American.
Okay. So it's not either Hispanic, Latino, nor Spanish, right?
I do not speak Spanish.
Thank you very much. May I ask your race? Are you white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
American mixed.
American mixed. Okay. Thank you. American mixed.
Yes, that's from a multitude of continents.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate?
Some college and additional trade.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio, or like many people, you're not registered?
I am one of many that are registered.
Thank you very much. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices.
Yes, I work at the polls.
Oh, thank you very much. Are the chances then that you will certainly vote? You probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll be working the polls, so definitely yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask you to choose three topics about the menu that I'm going to read right now. I'm going to read a list of issues, and I'm going to ask you to choose three of them, okay? First one, transportation, education, legalizing marijuana, racial inequity, crime, violence, access to abortion. Any of those are important to you?
Give me the last one again. Access to abortion? That should be a negative.
That should be a negative, okay. Transportation, education, legalizing marijuana, racial inequity.
I guess transportation and education.
Okay, thank you very much. Then we have others like city budget and spending, criminal justice reform, housing, job economy, property taxes, health care, any of those?
Well, yes, but you said choose three. I found my three already.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. So you chose transportation, education, and what was the other one? I'm sorry?
You said about abortion.
Access to abortion.
Okay, so...
That's a negative, you said.
Yes, that is a negative.
Okay.
I don't think that should not be discussed by the state.
I understand that. Thank you so much. So then you may choose another one instead of that one, since that one was a negative. Would you prefer to choose city budget and spending, criminal justice reform, housing, jobs, economy, property taxes, health care?
Well, let's go with property taxes.
Property taxes. Thank you so
much. Let's go with education. Okay.
Thank you so much. Next one. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel about them. Melissa Green.
No idea who she is.
Okay, thank you. The Columbus Police.
Eight.
Thank you very much. Farhan Jetty.
No idea.
Thank you. Emmanuel Remy.
No idea.
Nick Bankston.
These are unfamiliar names.
Zach Klein.
Again, unfamiliar.
Thank you. Nancy Day Ockhour.
Unfamiliar.
Adrian Hood.
Unfamiliar. I'm assuming these are city council. Are these city council names?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not allowed to discuss or go into details, but just based on the knowledge that you already have about these people, if you don't know them, that's okay. That's an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Chris White.
Don't know.
Louis Gill.
No opinion.
Okay. Shannon Pardon.
Don't know.
Andrew Gither.
How many more names are we going through?
That's the last one, and then the other one is the Columbus City Council.
Very dissatisfied, so put it down at a one.
A one, okay, no problem. Thank you so much. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Second, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Which one you prefer the most, first one or second one?
A.
One. Thank you very much. Yeah. Next question. In November, elections for the Columbus City I'm sorry. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
No answer.
No answer? Okay. And if you had to choose, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? Still no answer?
No answer.
Undecided? Okay.
I have no opinion formed on either, so no answer.
Okay, thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy?
Why don't we finish this now? I'm not going to give an answer for any of the politicians right now because I have no knowledge of them. So,
okay,
are
well,
we?
You can choose undecided, which is an option since you don't know them.
Okay,
you know, so
I've spent 10 minutes with you. I think we can finish our poll now.
We are at 55%. We're almost done.
If we're halfway, I've already invested 10 minutes with you.
I said from 10 to 15 minutes. I said from 10 to 15 minutes. I do apologize. I know I'm taking a lot of your time, but it's very important for us to know your opinion. It helps us out a lot. Next question. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Batten? You said undecided, right?
Thank you for your time. I'm just not going to invest my time in this anymore. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm done asking about politicians.